And now this is a dictation for Michael Goodyear, G-O-O-D-Y-E-A-R, February 1249, addressed as a letter to Scott Kastning, K-A-S-T-I-N-G, one more time, Kastning is K-A-S-T-N-I-N-G-P-A-C. A42-1110. Dear Scott, follow up for Mr. Goodyear, kidney disease, last visit March, obesity, denies hospital admission, denies nausea, vomiting, bowel problems. There is frequency urgency. He says no nocturia, no incontinence, good strength, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Has umbilical hernia stable, underlying COPD, chronic dyspnea stable. No claudication symptoms. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. ACE inhibitors, Lasix, Norvasc, inhalers, Jardiance, cholesterol, diabetes. Next paragraph, present weight 239, blood pressure 129/83 by nurse. COPD abnormalities distant clear, no pericardial rap or gross arrhythmia, has umbilical hernia reducible without inflammatory changes, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness. Evidence for peripheral vascular disease, minor edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries. Last one available is from June. Creatinine 2.1, GFR 32 baseline, A1C 7.4, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal calcium, phosphorus, and hemoglobin. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B. Probably diabetic nephropathy, gross proteinuria, and hypertension. No evidence of progression, no indications for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy. Proteinuria without nephrotic syndrome. Stable hemoglobin, electrolyte acid base, calcium phosphorus. Symptoms of enlargement of the prostate, consider a trial of Flomax. Umbilical hernia, reducible. I teach him what to expect, when to go to the emergency room, if any concerns for incarceration. Chemistry is on a regular basis, plan to see him back on the next 4 to 6 months, early as needed.